Krisus, Peg, Beis Mishnalef, Abom, Mechusri, Kippurim. There are four types of Mechusri, Kippurim. We've used the term Mechusri, Kippurim in Perek Aleph to mean not only somebody who's Mechui, Vekar, Mechatos, but primarily Legabi, Tuma, Vetaira, on somebody who has to bring a carbon in order to be in a complete state of Taira. Even after the person is, like we said, the Yeledes, after she's Tahira Labailo, but Lamaisa, she's Tmeo, legabi kochim, legabi truma, until she brings the carbon. The same is true by Azova. So there are four types of Mechusri Kippurim in general. The kabbonis that are brought include chatas, but we mentioned in Perek Aleph, it's not a real Averu. The next line in the Mishnah talks about what we would call a bona fide carbon chatas, which is where the Masechta started. Varbo mevin ala zodun kishkoga. There are four types of karbonis, the four types of people that bring a carbon on a maisa where normally a regular carbon chatas is only bishkoga. Person on mechal Shabbos b'mezid, he can't bring, even if there's no edim vasro, to kill him. But la maisa, there's no such thing as bringing a carbon. There are four types of karbonis that are the exception to the rule, and over there the carbon could be brought ala zodun on mezid as well as a shogeg. Elohen Mechusri Kippurim. Hazov v'azov v'yeledes v'amitzayru. We discussed a lot about Yeledes in the first parak. We discussed Azov and Azov also. Without going into all the halakas of Azov and Azov, there's the Tumah of Re'iyah Zoiv or Re'iyah Dam by Azov. There's a Azov which is just Metameh if he has one Re'iyah. If he has Shtei Re'iyah Shel Zoiv, so then he has to count Shiva Yom Nikim. This is all Psukim and Parshas Mitzayra. And then he has to be Toivul, not Tvila in a Mikvah. He has to be Toivul in a Mei Mayon. That's a Chiddush of a Zov. Sholosh Re'iyah Shel Zoiv on Yomim Ritzufim. He becomes a Zov Gomer. And then he has to bring a carbon. That's the Seder Advarim, the Psukim over there. A Zova is seeing Dam Beloy Eis Nidoso. We described this in Perek Aleph that is 7 days of Dam Nido and there's 11 days of Dam Zoiv, of Dam Ziva. And again, if she has three Re'iyos, so then she has to be Tevelas. Tevelas over here is in a mikvah, by the way, not Mayan. But she also has to bring a carbon, Shivas Yom Nikim, and by Yom Hashmini she brings a carbon, and that's the Mechus Kapara. Yoledes is, like we said, 7 plus 33 or 14. Plus 66 for an akeva, and then she has to bring the carbon after Meloisi Mei Taharosa. Mitzoyro is somebody who is Nisrapi Mitahara, so then after he's let back into the Machna, which means when he's sitting outside Bodod Yeshiv Mechutz Loyal Kimavur in Pashas Tazria, in Pashas Mitzoyro, it says that there's a Seyde Tahara with Tutsi Parim, but he's still Tomei. But he could go back into the Machna, and there, after 7 days, he could bring his korbanos by the Beis HaMikdash, and that's how he gets his Tahara. Till that point, he's Mechus Kapara. We'll point out one more important nekuda, and that is that the korbanos are not the same korbanos in each of these four categories. A Zov and a Zovo bring a pair of oifos, Echad la'olah v'echad l'chatas. Or Yeledes, Be'etzem, the Torah says in Parashas Tazria, brings an oif l'chatos v'keves l'oilo. It's only if she's en yodah masegas, if she doesn't have the money for it, to buy a keves, so then she could bring a oilas oif with a chatos oif. And that's the whole Maseches Kinim is based on that predicate of a two kinim. Normally it's by Yeledes, but it could be by a Zova. A Mitzoyra brings a keves echod l'oshom, another keves for an oilo, a kivso lechatos, a mincha, a loik shel shemen, which has separate dinim onto its own. If lemaisev is en yodei masegas, which means he doesn't have the money for it, so then he brings a keves la'oshom, oifis la'ilosoi lechatosoi, and one is sorin of selos for mincha, but the loik shemen he still has to bring. Another point that the Mefarshim make, look at the Malach HaShleima and other Mefarshim over here, is the fact that the Mishnah counts in the Arbo Zov V'Zovo, even though the concept is still the same. By Mitzoyro, the Mishnah only mentions Mitzoyro, not Mitzoyra'as. And the answer to that is that Mitzayri Mitzayras, even if there are dinim that are Cholik Beinim, Bikorin are based on the same principle, and the Simone Tuma are the same, and the process of Tahara primarily is the same. Zov, first of all, is a different type of Tuma. Zov is Dam, and Zov is the Choymer, the Mashke Zov, Sheyotzim Emenu. It's Loiven, it's not Dam. One. Second of all, the Seyda HaTumas for a Zov Gomer and a Zov Gedoyla are Choluk. Is exes hakosim. Look at the Rav brings it that a zov is nitme even shalosh riyas biyom echad. A zovo has to see dam shalosh yomim and then she becomes a zov gedela. So the two are chalukim bets, and that's why they are counted differently. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, he adds on another two categories. A ger is a mechusa kapora. This is an interesting exes hakosuf. A goy. Who's a ger gomer? So he has three parts, two of which were familiar in the Seder Hagerus. One is called Mila, and one is called Trilo. The third part of the Gerus is not as familiar. It's certainly not Negev Bizman Azeh. It's Havos Korban. It's Negev Legabe Mechusa Kapora, which means that he's not Tohor with Kedushas Yisrael and Gansen. Legabi achilas kochim until achi zorkolov adam. Now the Rav points out that the Tanakhama holds that the korban hager is not a korban dafka legabe kochim, and that's why it's not called mechusa kapora. It's a chelik of the gemar of the gerus, and he's not allowed to marry a Yiddish woman until he has the korban gerus. Now, the Tanakh, which is more explicit, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, we can understand that bizman hazeh a gerus is complete. And then you're right that they're a gerim. They're not going to be able to eat kochim b'meriah shibana b'samikdash until they bring kabanas. Fine. But the gerus is complete. What do we do according to the Tanakhama? How could you have gerus in the last 2,000 years if there's no heter of him love lakol without the korban gerus? He can't bring a korban gerus. On that, the Gemara on Daf Tes has a whole arichus that learns out, which is a chiddush, that one of the prerequisites in the din of gerus is not negev, you can't bring the carbon. Chodesh de galocha. The Torah is goyzim, exeris hakosuf, that if it's impossible to bring a carbon, gerus will have to be. The Gemara brings a pasuk that gerus is la'olam, and it'll have to be doable even in absence of a carbon. We might add that there's another component also l'chor that would prevent gerus bizman hazeh. Yesh Mokum Lodun, that the Bezdin that's necessary for Gerus, like every other Bezdin, Dinein Mominis, according to many Rishonim, and other forms of Dinei Bezdin, need Dayonim that are Smuchim, that have Smicha Ishmi Pi Ishma Yisrabenu. The Sugi in the beginning of the Sanhedrin goes to that by Richus, and L'chere Gerus should be also that category. And the Rishonim say that in the Pasuk of Gerus says L'dare Seichem, then gerus is something that's noyug bizman hazeh. Clearly, it can't be even when we don't have a bezin smuchim. Smela works even without bezin smuchim. The same way we're saying that even though normally the korban gerus is an integral component of gerus, but not when it's impossible to bring the korban. Last category over here of Lezmei Yankim seems to be ma'isivit v'nozer liyenoit v'tiglachtoi v'tumoser. The nature of Lezmei Yaakov is to consider this a Mechusa Kippurim because the Nozir, the carbon that he brings, is matter him for Yayin, Tiglachas taking a haircut and Toma, it's matter him. So that's a Mechusa Kapara. Tanakhama holds that Mechusa Kapara means somebody that needs it for Achilas Kochim, not somebody who needs it for Yayin Shel Kochim. For Yain Shel Chulin, Yene Tiglach de Tumosa is not Dinim of Kochim. Mela, that's not Bechlal, the Tanakhama's list of the Arbo Mechusa Kapora. Mishnah Beis. Elu Mevin al Azodin Bishgoga. This is the other din of Mishnah Aleph, that there are four exceptions to the rule that a Korban Chatos is on a Shoigig. These four cases are on a Zodin as well. Habo al Hashivcha. This is the din that's in Parshas Kedoshim, which is called a Shivcha Charufa. Who's a Shivcha Charufa is a good question. We'll see more about that. Suffice it to say at this point, the Mishnah is just bringing out that the Chiv is on Zodon Kishgoga. The Gemara learns it out of a Pasuk over there, Mechatosoy, Asher Choto, Ben Shegeg, Ben Bemez. That's one. Nozir Shenitma, even though there's Malkis, but he, in order for him to be Mekayim, his Nazirus, he's going to have to bring Korbonis of a Nozir, of a Nozir Shenitma, it's in the Psukim over there, and he'll have to start again. So the din that he has to bring Korbonis is Hein B'mezid, Hein B'shegik. V'al shvua so edus, if a person makes a shvua that he does not know edus to set or be said on somebody's behalf, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, and l'maisa he does know, so then he's b'chuy v'korban oylo v'yoyrid, and this chiv is hein b'mezid, hein b'shegig, the more he learns that out of a pasuk. V'al shvua sa pikodoin, also, this is a shvua that a person makes, that he was makrish, that he has a responsibility on a pikodin somebody else, the world learns out of a pasuk that's hein b'mezid hein b'shegig. The Rav brings that these two dinim shvua seidus and shvua sepikodin is because by some of the cases where there's a korban oil of yerid, the pasuk says v'nela mimenu, it was hidden from him. He forgot. He's a shegig. Masha'enken by shvua seidus doesn't say v'nela mimenu. So in the memela we learn out that the korban oil of yerid is even not by v'nela mimenu. Shvua sepikodin is compared to shvua seidus, and the Gemara says the comparison is mechayiv, even on a mezid, not only on a shogeg.